Blog Talk Radio.
That is right. You know what that music means? It's time for GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening right here at GTE Financial. It's January. So many of us have made those New Year's resolutions to work out more, to eat better, to get in shape, to really pursue wellness. And, of course, who better to talk to than the director of our wellness center? His name is Mr. Chip Wright. Hey, Chip. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Jason. How are you doing?
So good to have you back on the air. We had the studio audience do some light calisthenics before the show, and I got to tell you, Chip, they're not looking so good. A couple of those guys clearly did what I did over the holidays and packed away too much of those goodies. But Happy New Year to you, sir. It's great to have you back on the air. It is early in the year. A lot of us have new wellness goals, and of course, as I'm sure you're aware of, many people abandon those goals before the month of January is even out. So I wanted to ask you first and foremost, what is some of your advice on how we stay committed to our wellness goals?
Well, one thing I find, even during the middle of the year, is somebody will come up to me and say, "Hey, I want to start working out," and I'll say, "Okay, when are you ready?" "Well, let's start next month." And that's not something I want to hear. I want to hear, "Let's start tomorrow." Because if they have this reservation for "let's start next month," then there's an obstacle there. It's the same thing when it comes to January 1st of every year. People have great goals. They want to do this, but they always wait to January 1st. And if they get the mindset that, you know what, January 1st is 3 weeks away, let me start tomorrow, they will go into the new year with a habit formed, and it won't be as difficult. Gyms are packed the most in January of every
Absolutely.
Year because people have great intentions, and they're motivated, and then it just kind of it dies a little bit. And I don't know the psychology behind that, but that's just how it is. My advice is to take with exercise one day at a time. Don't set yourself up for pressure of, "Oh, I've got to go every day." It's not like that. Take one day at a time and set your goal for, okay, you know what, I'm going to do 30 minutes today or three times a week for this month. And then next month, I'm going to bump it up. It can be slow. You don't have to, get in shape overnight.
Man, I used to make a joke that I worked out once, but my muscles didn't get any bigger, so I quit. And I, too, I've done this. I've said, "I'm going to start on Monday." It'll be Wednesday afternoon, and I'll say, "I'm going to start doing X, Y, Z on Monday." Now, of course, I think you nailed the number one reason people, they start with that gym membership. They get some – I remember when I was in the Army, I got as a gift from a person I was seeing, new shoes and push-up bars and some milkshake stuff. And I'm like, yeah, real subtle. I guess my arms aren't all that impressive. But a lot of us, the number one thing is we get busy. Once kids are back in school, it's soccer, it's basketball, it's music practice and stuff like that. I know you can't do a lot of stuff in an office, but are there some exercises that are good for people that they don't need a lot of equipment for, or don't need to drive to the gym for, something they can do maybe in the morning when they first wake up or in the privacy of their cube? Or, I mean, obviously you don't want people doing, jumping jacks in the middle of the community financial center. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's funny because one of my favorite exercises is jumping jacks. You just mentioned that. well, number one, you don't have to go to the gym for an hour every day. People think, "Oh, I have to go to the gym." No. 20 minutes of intense workout is better than zero. So, one day you might be able to do 20 minutes. The next day you might be able to do 30 minutes. It's better than nothing, and it's a start. And people just need to realize it's not about – I've seen people in the gym 2 hours at a time, and they get nothing done because they're either talking or they're socializing. And I've seen people in the gym for 30 minutes, and they get a lot done. Some of my favorite exercises are push-ups, obviously. I mean, I'm a push-up fanatic. I love that. Number one, you're going to hit three muscles. You'll hit triceps, shoulders. You're going to hit chest, of course. And then it's sort of a plank because you're in that position. So you're obviously going to hit some abs too, and you're not going to get hurt. You know, no, you don't hear too many people, you know, and having shoulder surgery because of push-ups.
Right.
And anybody can do push-ups. You know, and if you use your knees to do a modified push-up, that's fine, because that may be where you need to start. Planks are great. Muscle and Fitness named them the number one ab core exercise.
Wow.
There's no movement. It's an isometric exercise, but it works your lower back, and you definitely get a feel throughout your entire core.
Tell me about planking, because I tried that last year a couple times, and it's sort of like what turned me off about the treadmill. When I started using the treadmill, my problem was I didn't feel like I was going anywhere. And boredom. Boredom is what kept me from being that.
It is. Oh, yes. And I'm the type of person that I have to be doing something all the time. So planks are not my favorite, but they're the easiest.
Yeah.
And I've had back surgery, so I don't do regular setups. And there's some other ab exercises I won't do that involve movement of back, where a plank does not. I would suggest either find somebody to do a plank with. You can break it up during the day, too. You know, if you did 3 minutes of planks every day, you would have a pretty solid core. You can break that up to six times, you know, 30 seconds, and you can knock that out. It doesn't take a lot of time. And there's all sorts of planks you can do. I mean, you can do one-legged planks. You can do planks where you have one hand up and one back. I mean, there's a book of planks you could do.
Right. And I'm sure people can find all kinds of examples online or come down to the Wellness Center
Absolutely.
And have you show them
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That is very interesting. I know I started doing some sit-ups and stuff a couple years ago, and it's like I was doing great with the sit-ups, but of course my neck was killing me from all of the pressure I was putting on my the back of my neck. That is awesome. I'm actually going to try to see if I can commit to that, not tomorrow, Chip, but today. Mm-hmm. I will do some planking right after the show, as a matter of fact. Now, as we get into the year, you got any big plans at the Wellness Center for the year that is 2015?
Well, Joe always has big plans for us, and I got to tell you, every time I go to him and ask him for money or Brian Neighbors, I usually get what I want. I mean, they are 100% committed with the wellness here, and I don't ask for big things. I mean, I'm very realistic and reasonable, but we got a ping pong table back in, must have been September, and it's the most used piece of equipment here, and the guys and girls are using it every day. It's probably the most used piece of exercise equipment we have here. And I say that because they get a workout from it. I mean, it's very
darn
intense.
Right.
You know, the games last 10 or 11 minutes, and people are getting involved. And the most important thing is we're getting people that normally wouldn't come down into the Wellness Center are coming down to play ping pong. And we're actually having a tournament today.
I was just going to ask you about that.
Yeah, we have some really good players here. There's four or five that, you know, they stand back 3 or 4 feet from the table and hit the ball. So.
Wow. Well, if you would do me a favor before I forget about it, if
sure.
you'll get some of the names of those good players and their extensions, I would love to have them on the show because I think that's fascinating.
Okay.
I talked about this on my national show. I know you weren't at GTE yet when I came out with the two musicians and did that power performance thing. Mm-hmm. And although it wasn't ping pong, some of our best ideas and creative energy came from playing online video games together, Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And there is something very, very fun. I think that was the allure of the Wii when it first came out. Anybody could play tennis. Anybody could play ping pong. Anybody could shoot archery. And I think that's great. So instead of a ping pong table, what are you looking to add this year?
Well, this year we're going to try to hit everything. I mean, we're going to do outside activities. We're ordering some more equipment. We're going to get a Smith machine that should be coming in this week. We're going to repave the path, so it's a better running surface. We have a quarter mile path. We're going to do that. We're going to do a lot of charity walks. There's going to be a lot of stuff. We'll have contests as usual. We had a since I've talked to you, we had a jumping jack contest. And we gave a $50 gift card to who could do the most jumping jacks. And we had two individuals that did 2,500.
Holy
cow. One did 2,500. The next guy came in and did 2,501.
Oh, my goodness.
So they were both equally dominant in this. And that's 37 minutes straight of jumping jacks.
I was just going to ask you. So they did them all at one time?
All at one time. And if you haven't done a jumping jack in a while, try 20 to 25. They're exhausting.
They are.
You know,
2,500 jumping jacks.
2,500, yeah. When you're a kid, you have, you know, endless amounts of energy. As an adult, you forget, you know, what we took for granted, how easily things were as a kid. Jumping jacks are not easy.
No,
they get
not.
Your heart rate up pretty quick.
Nope.
It's a great leg exercise. It's a whole body workout, actually. But yeah, 2,500, I was amazed.
See, it just fascinates me. It's such a tremendous resource to have it. Just talking to you in these, you know, 10 minutes, I'm already thinking, okay, I want to do some planking. I want to do some jumping jacks. I will not be doing 2,500 of them, however. But that is fascinating. Hey, listen, I know we went a little bit long here, but I am a tremendous fan of the value that GTE Financial places on wellness. I know when people feel better, they treat mm-hmm. others better, and I'm just such a big fan of everything that you do with the Wellness Center and the non-judgmental way you go about encouraging people to stay committed to their wellness goals. And we're hoping, folks, to have Chip back at least quarterly to talk about things and to keep us all motivated and keep us focused on things. We didn't even get into stuff like diet this time. We'll get into that next time.
Okay.
But Chip, as always, until next we speak, please be well, and I'll be keeping an eye on everything from the Facebook pages and the guests we have. But yeah, do me a favor, find me some of those ping pong players. I'd love to talk to those guys.
I will.
And ladies.
I will.
Until then, brother, you have a great rest of your week, and I'll talk to you very soon.
You too. I appreciate it, Jason. Thank you very much.
All right. Chip Wright, everybody. Bye-bye. Really cool. All right. Me and the studio audience are going to do some planking and some jumping jacks as we get out of here. Hey, let's remember, folks, let's be the people we were in the interview. Let's be in business forever. Let's drive our competitors crazy. And until next we speak, I'll talk to you next week.